That's our ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, do you or some member of your family occasionally get one of those miserable headaches that ruin the evening or a day at work? If so, let me tell you something to keep in mind next time a headache comes along. Remember Alka-Seltzer for fast relief of headache pain. You'll find there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast, efficient relief. Now, this isn't just talk, friends. There are some good reasons why Alka-Seltzer offers such fast headache relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you take it. Therefore, its pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go to work instantly. And, two, because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that famous fizz, that pain-relieving agent gets there fast, gives fast relief. So remember Alka-Seltzer for fast headache relief, and keep a big supply of Alka-Seltzer on hand at home and where you work as well. Remember, an extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and his band of travelers got as far as Albuquerque, where they ran into Ben Withers, who had gone the wrong direction in trying to hitch a ride back to Pine Ridge, and who was selling Indian blankets to raise bus fare back home. As we look in on our friends today, we find them getting ready to leave Albuquerque early in the morning. Listen.
Cedric, watch where you're putting them suitcases.
Mom?
That's the front seat there, not the back seat. Ain't you awake yet?
Well, I ain't used to getting up this early in the morning, Mr. Abner.
Well, if we expect to get clean to Las Vegas today, we got to start to hurry, Cedric.
Yeah, we ought to be on the road right now. Where's Grandpap gone now?
No telling, no telling. More than likely seen some more souvenirs he wanted to buy.
Couldn't be that. There ain't no stores open yet. Too early.
Well, yeah. I certainly hope you fellas have an enjoyable trip to Las Vegas. It was pleasant running into you here in Albuquerque.
Well, I hope you have a nice trip back to Pine Ridge, too, Ben.
Yeah, you be sure and get on that bus now. Don't miss it.
No worry, I won't.
And recollect to get on the one going east. Don't forget, now, east. That's the direction you've got to go to get back home. East.
I know that, Lum. I know which way is east.
Well, if you'd have known it a little better, you never would have wound up in Albuquerque.
Well, that was a slight error of some sort.
Well, don't make no more of them slight errors. There ain't no telling where you wind up next.
Hey, Grandpap, hurry up and get on over here. We've got to take off.
I'm coming.
Come on, Francis. Get a move on you. Look at that, Francis. We started this trip, I thought he was about as big as a dog could get, and I dog it, I swear he growed another 50 pounds.
Well, I don't wonder all the hamburgers he's had so far. He's going to bankrupt you before we get to Arizona.
Well, I don't care so much about that. I just wish he wouldn't always insist on having onions with his hamburgers. Yeah.
Get in the car, Francis, and settle down there.
Mustard every time.
Well, I hope you fellas have an enjoyable trip. Be sure and send me a picture postcard when you get to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we will, Ben.
Yeah, maybe you better send us one when you get back to Pine Ridge, Ben, so that we'll know you made it all right.
Oh, don't worry about me. An old traveler like me, I could find my way around this part of the country blindfolded.
Yeah, you must have been blindfolded to ever got here.
Fine.
Is all the suitcases and hand satchels in now, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
Hey, wait a minute. Well, did we pay the man at the auto court?
Yeah, don't you recollect? You paid him last night.
Oh, that's right.
And insisted on getting his money before he let us in.
Yeah, that's right. I recollect.
Well, come on. We might as well pile in.
Yeah, get in.
Move over, Grandpap. You ain't left enough room for me.
I shaved over as far as I can.
Dog, as you air shaved over there about as far as you can go.
Well, what's the trouble here? We had enough room in the back seat yesterday. And it's all them pigeon-toed blankets Abner bought from Ben. I don't believe you can get in here at all, Tom.
Well, ain't room in the front seat neither, with me and Cedric and Francis.
Looks like you better get on the bus and go back to Pine Ridge with me, Lum.
Well, wait a minute. We ain't got no use for them blankets. You might as well just take them back, Ben.
No, I sold them to you, and I can't give you the money back. I have to use that to buy my bus ticket with.
Well, we ain't got room for them in there. Just take them and give them to somebody then. Or maybe you can make a fast sale at the bus depot. Sell them for $1 apiece or something like that.
But they're priced at $5.95. And remember, they're genuine Navajo Indian blankets.
Well, you figure it out some way, Ben. We ain't got time to argue about it now. That's it, Cedric. Stack them out there on the sidewalk.
I couldn't make much profit at $1 apiece.
Well, anything you get from them now is a profit. This is the second time you sold them, you know.
Why?
Maybe you can sell them back to the fella you got them from in the first place, Ben.
He'd only give me 50 cents a piece for them.
Yeah, from the looks of the blankets, I'd say you better take it.
Yeah, well, here, Long. Get in. There's room for you there now.
Yeah, all right.
Move over, Francis. Dad, blame it anyway.
Careful how you speak to Francis. He's sensitive.
Yeah, that's all right, Francis. I've got room enough. All right, old boy.
Well, I hope you fellas have an enjoyable trip.
Yeah, same to you, Ben.
Don't get lost this time. Recollect now, you go east.
Don't worry about me. Drive carefully, Cedric. So long, Mildred.
Yeah, take it easy, Ben.
Send me a picture postcard when you get to Las Vegas.
Stop the car, Cedric.
What's the matter now, Long?
Well, after there ain't no use going on till we know where we're going, or where we're at, leastways.
Oh, me, what does the map say?
Well, I can't tell nothing from that no more. Far as I can figure out, we must have taken the wrong turn when we was coming over that detour back there.
Well, why didn't you tell Cedric not to turn that away then? You're the one that's watching the map.
Well, all I know is that direction there is north.
North? The sun's going down in that direction. Looky there.
Tis, ain't it?
Why, sure, the sun don't go down the north.
How'd the sun get around there? Maybe it's the altitudes. Things just might look different up here.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with it, Grandpa.
But anyway, I know that's north, sun or no sun. Looks to me like we're going in exactly the opposite direction we ought to be going in.
Well, a lot you know about it. You've been asleep half of the trip.
Talk about Ben Withers getting mixed up in his directions. You fellas is the worst I ever seen. I'll prove to you which way's north. Come on, Francis. Get out of the car. We'll show him.
Now, what can Francis do about it?
He's a part pointer. He'll point right direct to the north. That dog knows directions like a pigeon-toed compass. He is smart. That dog's got more horse sense than a human.
He's big as a horse. I know that.
Come on, Francis. Come on, boy. Clench your nose to the north. That's it, Francis. No, not that direction. Francis, over this way.
Leave him alone, Grandpap. He's got it right. You're wrong. See there?
Dumbest dog I ever owned. Get back in that car, you critter. No good hound.
Well, what do you think, Lum? Aren't we going or turn back to the detours or what?
I don't know. Well, that detour is a good 100 miles back. I hate to lose all that ground. We're running so far behind schedule as it is.
Yeah, we keep on getting lost at every bend in the road. We never will get to Las Vegas.
Well, I know what'd clear the whole thing up.
What's that, Cedric?
My compass.
Don't be said, you got a compass, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. And I sure wish I'd have bring it along, too.
Huh?
It's in the upper left-hand bureau drawer at home.
Fat lot of good a compass does us sitting there in a bureau drawer.
Well, Papa said one time you needed a compass to find anything in my bureau drawer. It's the reason I leave it in there.
Well, what do you think, Columbus?
All right, don't be sarcastic, Abner.
Well, all right then, Long. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, I think we ought to just stay right on this road and turn on the first road we come to going west. Now, we know Las Vegas is west of us, so if we're going in that direction, we're bound to get there sooner or later.
Well, let's get going then. Let's get to someplace. Doggies, I don't want to get caught out in this wild country after dark. Grand Canyon!
Now, I don't know how we got here, Abner, but there it is.
Well, I'll be dead blamed at Grand Canyon. Now, there's something I've always wanted to see. Hey, Grandpap, come over here and see this.
I'm kind of tired, Abner.
Come on, now, don't be so scared. You ain't going to fall in it. Hurry up now before it gets too dark to see anything.
Yeah, all right, but don't pull me now. Don't take hold of me.
I ain't going to touch it. Come on now, up a little closer. This might be the only chance you'll ever get to see the Grand Canyon. Go on. Look at it there.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's a fair ditch.
Fair ditch? Just look at that thing down there, Grandpap. Did you ever see such a hole in the ground all your life? Now, boy, there's a gully.
It's all right. Francis, don't get too close to the edge there.
Some nature's lovers you are.
Well, what do you want me to do? Jump up and clap my hands, throw my hat in the air just because I'm looking at a ditch?
All right. Last trip I'll ever take.
All right, now, fellas, let's don't get to fussing. We're all awful wore out, and we've had a long, hard day, and everybody's nerves is kind of frazzled.
Fair ditch. Cedric, what do you think of the Grand Canyons? Did you hear me, Cedric?
Don't bother him, Abner. He's asleep.
Well, he's standing up.
Well, Cedric can fall asleep that way. Don't forget, he's been driving ever since daybreak this morning.
Yeah.
We must have went a couple of hundred miles out of our way to get here.
At least, Ed, at least.
We might not have done worse than old Ben Withers today.
Fine sightseeing trip this has turned out to be.
Well, Admiral, we'll try to find a place to sleep here tonight, and we'll get up in the morning and take another look at the canyon. It'll look a lot better to us after we've had some rest. It's actually too dark to get a good look now, anyway.
Well, I can see it all right.
You reckon where we could get a cabin or something to sleep in tonight?
I don't know. I ain't got no ideas. Hey, you might ask that fella sitting on that bench in front of that little store there.
Where else? I don't see him.
Right back of you there. See him sitting
Yeah. Couldn't make him out in the dark.
I'll wake up Cedric and have him start hauling the leashes and hand satchels out.
Beg your pardon, mister, but I wonder if you could tell us where we could get a cabin or a hotel room or something.
Well, now, I'm a stranger around here myself, but if you're looking for something to sleep in, I could sell you some genuine Navajo Indian blankets awful cheap.
Well, did blanket salesman Ben Withers get mixed up in his directions again? If he keeps on trying to get back to Pine Ridge, he's liable to beat Abner to Las Vegas.